went through the report because I was kind of very surprised and shocked, and I've highlighted the good points and the bad points. And some of the stuff they were saying was kind of like, is this bunkrana they're talking about? Like, because we've got members out, Greg, on a scheme during the week there. They do Monday to Friday. Then we're out on a Saturday morning, then ourselves for 2 or 3 hours as the tidy towns, and then we've got evenings too during the week. Like, and I don't like the wording to say moderately littered, because it's very hard to, you know, if you clean a road, Greg, on a Saturday morning there, and then you drive up that road on the way home, you might get somebody that's throwing something out of their car, like something onto the road. Like, it's very hard to kind of work against that. Like, you could do your best. Like, and Bunkrana is a clean town, everybody knows, you know, and there's some positive points. Like, we've been 8 gold medals in a row. So we're in the top 50 in the whole country. They kind of hammered dog fouling. Like, we actually worked with our local Donegal County Council litter warden, and we put up signage last year. He got us signage last year informing dog walkers, dog people, about the dangers of not lifting your dog poo to the people, about, you know, different diseases you get from dog poo and the fines that's there. We run a competition through the schools with the children. They've done lovely wee pictures of, you know, informing people about lift your poop and all this here, and scoop your poop and any bin, any poo and all this here. Like, and the judge actually mentioned that in the report, but didn't give us no credit for it.